And I promise to be brief because we have some outreach to do. Just want to thank and appreciate everyone that's given to the Christmas, what's it called again now? I don't even know where the shoebox appeal. Thank you for those who have contributed. Thank you for those who have brought shoeboxes. Thank you for those who are still bringing. Today's the deadline, and we're thinking about that little boy, that little girl, that young child far away from us who may not have the opportunity that some of our children have, especially at this time of the year where everyone is celebrating, where families are coming together, where people either feel very lonely or feel very appreciated or feel like they belong. You know, I'm not going into all the theological debate about whether Jesus was born in December or born in January or born. What is important is Jesus was born. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Okay, we don't have any dispute about that. So, but let's remember the love that brought Jesus into the world, because the Bible makes it clear to us that it was for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave us Jesus. He gave of himself. And for one very purpose, to reconcile us back to him, and so that we don't perish, but give us life, life in abundance. And I'm telling you, there is no life outside the life that God alone can give us. His life in abundance, his eternal life, his life in its fullness is the true and real life where you are not just living, you're not just existing, but you are now living. You are living a purposeful, fulfilled life. You are living a blessed life. And I'll try to build up from last week, from what Dr. Reverend Apostle Pastor David Patrick shared with us. I've listened to it like 3 times now. And thank you very much for that word. Today, I'll just share on what we will title. It's a series on blessed families, but we'll be talking today about becoming a blessed family or become part of a blessed family. Becoming a blessed family or become part of a blessed family. And not trying to repeat what Dr. Patrick shared with us, but he laid a very good foundation and on what it means to be blessed. But you see, we need to understand that word blessed or blessed, or the word blessings. We use it a lot. You see, people take pictures and put pictures of whatever they have or whatever they've acquired, put it on social media and say, wow, I'm blessed. Or people display cash, take the pictures and say, see how blessed I am. You see, the word blessed or blessing is something that if we're not careful, we may not actually truly understand. We understand blessing or bless from a biblical point of view, not from a human point of view. Now, that word blessed, if you go to the Bible, the first place where the word blessed was used was after God made mankind. The Bible says God first said, let's make mankind in our image, after our likeness. And the Bible records in Genesis chapter 1 that God went ahead, formed man, created man. And the next thing we see is in Genesis chapter 1. Let's read from verse 27. I think if it's verse 27, or 26. Let's try and read from 26, Genesis chapter 1. Okay? In 26, God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And verse 27, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created him. Please note that. Male and female. He created them. He created him, but he created him as male and female. The male and female were together. Later on, you will read that God took the female, the woman, out of the man. But original creation is a complete male and female. Please note that. And then in verse 28, the next thing after God created the male and the female, God pronounced a blessing. The Bible says, then God blessed. Look at the word them. It didn't say God blessed him. To let us see that whether you're male or whether you're female, the blessing of God is upon you. The blessing of God is not gender specific. It is for every one of us. Because we're going to see some things today about the blessing. Some things, some biblical truths, which we will see in this series about blessing and what it means to be blessed. It's not about you displaying cash or riding a good car. We will see it from God's perspective. So God blessed them. Look at the next thing. And then God said to them, please, you're running too fast. Go back to 28. You're blessed, brother. I can see your hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. And God now said, please note the word, he blessed and then said, he told them what to do with the blessing. What did he say? Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the earth, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Just stop there. God blessed them, and then God said, be fruitful. So what does it mean by that word we see there? God blessed them. Please, you can go to that slide. To bless means God to cause to prosper. Not curse, to cause. C-A-U-S-E. To prosper. To make something prosper. To empower to prosper. So when God took the man and the male and the female mankind he made, he empowered them to prosper. That's why he told them to be fruitful, multiply. In other words, I've empowered you to be fruitful. I've made you to multiply. I've made you to replenish the earth. I've made you to subdue the earth. I've made you to have dominion. I've given you, I have empowered you to do that. Please note one thing. It is one thing to empower. It is another thing for what you empowered to use that power. We will understand something today about blessed and blessing. Because some people are blessed, but they are not enjoying the blessings. Because they've been empowered, but they are not using the power. You've been made, you've been created to be fruitful. You've been created to multiply, but something is not happening. We will see, okay? So to be blessed of God means that the blessings of God, to invoke the blessings of God, to invoke blessings in the name of God. When we talk about the name of God, we're talking about to be blessed in God's nature, with God's nature, character, and ability. God's nature, God's character, God's ability has been endowed to you. That's what it means to be blessed of the Lord. So what God did to mankind was to put that blessing, that power in them. Okay? So blessed, to be blessed of God, when you say you are blessed, it means that you are operating in the blessings of God. It means that you have divine favor with God and with people. You are empowered to prosper. Prosper, please understand the word prosper. Prosper, simply put, means to progress, to go forward. Because you see, the word prosper and prosperity, we tend to not fully understand it because of, well, maybe over the years, what is known as prosperity gospel. I don't know whatever that means. But I think human beings, we like to label things. So we say some people are preaching prosperity gospel. There is nothing like prosperity gospel. Excuse me, the gospel is gospel. The Bible says the gospel, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The power unto salvation. So when you are blessed, when God blesses, when you are invoked with the blessings of God, it means you have been empowered to prosper. So God said to them, blessed, God blessed them and said, be fruitful. Now, what is the challenge? Let's go to family, still also laying, building on the foundation that Dr. Patrick laid. When we see the word family or families in the Bible, it actually talks about kindred. That's a kind, a family. It means something similar in kind. Kindred, right? It means clan. These are words we are familiar with. It means a tribe. It means a people. It means a nation. When you hear the families, you know, like the scripture we read, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, when God came to Abraham, he said, I will bless you, and in you will all the families of the earth be blessed, be empowered. So what God was telling Abraham there is, I'm going to empower you so that you will empower other families of the earth. Now, let's just go slowly. Now, let's go to the biological human family. The biological human family has a foundation, just like you want to build anything. The foundation of a family. Please, I am not being sexist. This is Bible, this is scripture, this is science, this is biologically proven. Is man, male. If you want to have a family, like the definition we learned last week, a family starts with a man and a woman. That's the beginning of it. You can't have a family unless there's a man and a woman involved. The first family we see in the Bible was the family that we see, Genesis 1, the creation, male, female, and then God separated them. Then we had the male and the female. We had Adam, we had Eve. That was the first family. So the foundation of the family is man, because you cannot have a family unless you have male, female coming together. And it takes male and female coming together for you to start having more children. Have I lost you? Is there anyone here who came out of a family that did not involve a male? Is there anyone here who was born, whether by artificial insemination or the natural insemination, that did not involve a male? Please think about it. If there's anyone here, please, I would like to know. And I would like to know how you did it. We have doctors in the house who will help us also to prove it. The foundation, because we're going somewhere from next week, and you know, as we go in this series, we will see why it is important that we have a strong foundation called man. In any family, if that man is missing, the foundation of that family is shaky. That's why the enemy is attacking men. That's why you will see in this time and age that it seems like the society is really attacking men. Men. You can kick a man out of the house. You see, women nowadays celebrating that we succeeded in getting rid of that man. So they keep the children, they kick the man out. How did the children be? They came because there was a man. This is not a sexist message. Please just listen scientifically, sensibly, and with an open heart. So a family grows from male and female coming together. That's scientifically, biologically speaking. Of course, the male could become absent. We're not ruling that out or kicked out. Or even the female could be. But the family begins with a male and female coming together. If you are on your own as an individual, you came out of a family. You came out of a male and female coming together. We can't overemphasize that. We can't. Now, let's understand and lay some foundation about blessings now, because we're looking at blessed families. So we've seen what families, we've seen the origin of family. Now, please note these things, because we're going to build on every point which I am going to talk about now on the slide. Number one, understand God's blessings, because we don't fully understand at times. God's blessings, not money. Thieves have money. Crooks have money. Excuse me. So they are blessed of God. People who kill for money, they have money. They display it. People who are fraudulent have money. So if money is blessing, then they are blessed. But God's blessings, and please note this, number one, it is God's perfect will for you to be blessed. Don't ever think God does not want you blessed. God wants you blessed. Please note the word blessed. God wants to empower you to be fruitful, to multiply, to prosper, to replenish. God, perfect will. When he created man, was for man to be blessed. When he created you, was for you to be blessed. God desires that you are blessed in everything. Everything. Believe God. Everything. God wants you blessed in everything. That's number two. Number three, God has actually blessed you from the foundation of the world. From the very foundation, you are blessed. Maybe somebody's saying then, why am I not enjoying the blessing? Please, it is one thing to empower someone. It is another thing for that person to use the power you've given them. You are blessed does not automatically translate to you are enjoying the blessings. Please note that there are two things. Because some people are actually blessed, but they are not enjoying the blessings. But God's blessings is the perfect will of God for you to be blessed. God desires that you are blessed in everything. Number three, God has blessed you from the foundation of the world. And number four, God desires to bless your health. God bless that baby. Please just lay hands on the baby daddy and say, tell him he's blessed. He will keep quiet. Okay? God desires to bless your health, your work, your food, and your water. God desires to bless your health, work, food, and water. And then number five, God desires to bless your family. Either the one you're part of right now, or even the one you're about to start. It is God's desire to bless your family. So, let us take it one after the other. God's blessings. Please listen, you need to understand that God's blessings, the blessing of God is sovereign. The blessing of God is sovereign. What do we mean by that? Sovereign means it's supreme. It's the ultimate. The ultimate blessing that you and I can enjoy is the blessing of God. It's supreme, it is very good, and it is very effective. When God empowers you, please, when you hear the word blessing, what should be playing on your mind? Please, what is blessing again? What does it mean to bless? Am I too fast? This is a teaching. It means to empower you. So the ultimate empowerment you can ever get comes from God. It's not from attending that training program. They can empower you to know how to sell utility bills or know how to understand chemistry, know how to understand physics or science What do you teach, sir?
Biology.
All sciences. The university can empower you to teach all sciences, but the ultimate empowerment you can ever get is the one that God gives you. The university can empower you to teach all sciences, and then somebody comes up tomorrow and says they've made another scientific discovery that will rubbish the empowerment you got from the university after spending 4 solid years of your life. That is why, you see, it is dangerous for a man to be proud because he has some little intelligence. Do you know what is called artificial intelligence? The real artificial intelligence is the one man can give you. But supreme, real, authentic intelligence comes from God. Experiencing or enjoying the blessings of God, this is where we actually miss it and don't understand, is conditional. God's blessing is supreme, but it is. To enjoy it, it's conditional. So that God has blessed you and you're not enjoying the blessing could be you're not fulfilling some conditions. You say, really? I thought God loves us unconditionally. Of course, that is who he is. God is love. It's not what you do or don't do that makes God love you less or more. God loves you for who you are. That's why when you and I walk in the love of God, it's not what they said to us or they don't say to us that makes us love them with the love of the Lord. It's not subject to what people do. The love of God is unconditional. So if you are walking in the love of God, you will find it easy to forgive. Easy. If you don't find it easy to forgive, then you need to start knowing the love of God and walking in the love of God. That's one of the things that personally I have found out. That, you know what, if God is in me and God is love and people offend me, up front, they are forgiven before the offense. It's not going to make me stop loving them. So, the blessing of God, the love of God is unconditional, but the blessing of God is conditional. All right, let's break it down quickly. The blessing of God is sovereign. Now, if you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 31, which actually also coincidentally is our scripture for this month of November that God gave us from December retreat last year. If you go back to that Genesis chapter 27, please, 1:27, God created man, male and female. Verse 28, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Multiply. Now, go to Genesis chapter 9. Let's read something quickly. Okay, no, don't go there yet. Don't go there yet. Now, God said all this, be fruitful, I've given you dominion. Go to verse 29. Genesis 1:29, God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of the earth, every tree whose fruit yields seed to you shall be for food. Yeah? Go on. And also every beast. In other words, God was saying, look, I've empowered you, and this is what I've given you to enjoy. Look, it depends on you. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich without adding any sorrow. Why do we go through sorrows then if we are blessed? The blessing of the Lord empowers you and I to be rich. That's what it's, that scripture, Proverbs 10:22. And then if you look at Numbers 23:19-20, God's blessings are supreme, sovereign. Very good. Numbers 23. Look at Numbers 23. Let's go to verse 19. Let's quickly run. At least if I don't meet Dr. Patrick's record, I will meet half of it. I've already smashed your record now. Look at this. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, And will he not do? Or has he spoken? And will he not make it good? Go to the next verse. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. That is a man, a prophet, speaking, God's mouthpiece saying, this is the characteristics of God's sovereign blessings. When God blesses, look, I can't reverse it. Listen, when God blesses you, it is irreversible. Listen, but it is conditional. Let's go to the next slide. It is conditional. Conditional on what? Summary is obedience. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, 27 to 31, God blessed them, right? From the beginning, and God said, be fruitful. So after God blessed them, they can decide not to be fruitful. They can decide not to multiply. That's why you and I have got what is known as our will. We've got the power to choose. God can bless you. It's like somebody gives you, let me use money now, right? I give Uncle Gift here £1,000. He can decide not to use it. He can decide to use it to go and buy weed and smoke cannabis. Have I empowered him? But he had a choice with what he will do with the blessing. That is the problem we have with God. It's conditional. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, look at this. To let you see that God is so interested in blessing us. He blessed the first man and the woman, but he gave them conditions. Do you know the condition he gave them? I've blessed you. I've given you everything. I've given you every tree, but don't eat that one. Blessing is conditional. Enjoying the blessing is, sorry, blessing is sovereign, but enjoying the blessing, conditional. In other words, if you eat this, but don't, and you go, don't eat that one. But they went and ate it. Let me tell us, we think that God curses. We think also because God curses, we too can curse. You are a joker. Let me tell you, you are a joker. You can curse anybody you like, right? Who is going to enforce the cursing? Likewise, you can also bless people all you want, but it's still God who enforces the blessing. God simply blesses if we disobey the conditions, we walk from blessing into curses. God does not curse. We walk into curses. God told them, if you eat this one, you will die. Choice. So you are blessed, but you have a choice to be cursed. If you want to, I don't want to. And I'm examining my life. Listen. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, between Genesis 1 and Genesis 9, you know what happened? They disobeyed, curses came, the ground was cursed, the woman was cursed, the work of the hand of man cursed because of disobedience. It did not invalidate the fact that they were blessed. God's blessing is still there, irreversible. The blessing was still hanging. And God decides, you know what? I will wipe off everybody. And he wiped off everybody. He preserved one family. We're talking of blessed family. The family of a man called Noah. And the reason why he said he preserved that family, he said that that man in all his generation was different. He was still obedient. Listen, so God preserved Noah. By the way, that's why I called my son Noah, in case we miss it. Just joking. His own generation can. God blessed Noah and his sons. God was too eager to remind them. Even though the first family and the generations before you lost it, the blessing is still there. Look at the same words. What did God say? Be fruitful, multiply, fill all the earth. God's blessing is sovereign. But depends on conditions for us to enjoy. It's conditional. It's just obedience. It's just our choices. But he now told them in verse 3. Please bring it. Look at. He now begins to give them condition. I've told you to, you're blessed. I'm told you be fruitful. I'm told you multiply. But conditions, every moving thing that lives will be food. I've given you all these things, even as green herbs. Please go on. But you shall not. Condition. I've empowered you to be fruitful. I've empowered you to multiply. But for you to enjoy the blessings, condition. Don't eat life. You want to enjoy God's blessings. It's your choice. It's my choice. Don't eat flesh that has blood in it, with his blood. Condition. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land. Conditions. Conditions. You marry, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. You marry, Bible says, husband, treat your wife like the weaker vessel. Dwell with your wife with understanding, because it can also, if you don't, condition, it will hinder your prayers. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. But you want to enjoy the good thing and the favor? Do it the way God said to do it. Brethren, this life is not complicated if we understand how to operate and enjoy God's blessings. Conditional. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 6. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, does not stand in the way of sinners, does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Conditional. The man is blessed as long as he doesn't, he will enjoy the blessing, because he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He will bring forth his fruit in season. Whatever he does prospers. That is a blessed man. Conditional. I'm learning these things. Uncle Gift, I'm learning to take my life easy now. Like they say, I'm getting older and wiser. Some things in life are not worth it anymore. Guys, you guys are still young. Some things in life, they are not worth it. Come on, guys, enjoy this life. Please tell somebody, enjoy this life. Enjoy it. Enjoy. Enjoy. Let's go and play football and enjoy. And when we go and play the football, take it easy. Don't kill anybody. Don't kick. Just enjoy. Conditional. Of what point it is? You break my leg over nothing. I've made up my mind. This little life I have left, still, I am going to enjoy it. Whatever many years left, I will enjoy it. I want to enjoy God's blessings. And I believe so do you. It is our choices, our conduct, our lifestyle. Deuteronomy 28. If you hearken, if you observe, if you do, these blessings will come upon you. Conditional. Exodus. God says he will bless our food, our bread, and our water if we serve him. Conditional. Time will fail me, but I will end on this note. God's blessed family, we'll build on that from next week. The blessing, listen to this simple principle. The blessing on a particular family, or the other side, the curse on a particular family, will come upon you when you identify or belong to that family. When there's a blessing on the family and you belong to that family, or you identify with that family, you will enjoy the blessing that comes with that family. Why do you think when somebody becomes rich or successful all of a sudden, he's my friend? We went to school together. See the selfie we took in 1964. And then people, so he's your friend. Wow. Please, can you link us with him? Oh, he's your friend. And you begin to enjoy the blessing because you are identifying. Oh, come on. What if when you belong? If you are born in Buckingham Palace and you belong to the royal family, my goodness, when that latest baby was born, see what happened. That baby was born to be worshipped from baby. Why? He belongs. You become tomorrow the king's butler. You will see how everybody here will start relating with you. Ah, he was a member of Love Assembly. We are together. You begin to enjoy the blessing. Now, there is a family of God. God's blessed family. You can belong and identify with that family. The Bible tells us, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter your biological family, listen, you cannot choose. You and I had no choice over our biological families, but we have a choice to choose God's family and belong. Let me close with this scripture. I'll start with this next week. You can become part of God's family today. Psalm 68, verse 6. God intentionally knows somewhere along the line we can bring curses upon ourselves. Our families where we were born can be operating under curses, because they've walked away. You and I had no choice. Just leave him. The young man is blessed. Leave him. Just leave him. I'd rather he's doing this in the house of God, in the church, than he's doing it where they are smoking weed. So leave him alone. He's a blessed child. I know him. We named him, didn't we? We dedicated him. Just leave him, leave him. Just carry him, carry him, carry him. Sir, we know you are blessed, but it's conditional. It's conditional to you not touching something that will electrocute you, please. Okay, let's not take it too far now. Psalm 68, verse 6. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious will dwell in a dry land. Please, you have no choice over the family you came from, but you can choose God's family today. It is a blessed family. Let's bow our heads to pray. Blessing is sovereign. Enjoy the blessings. Conditional. How are you operating your life? How? Principles. God is not a man. Whatever he said is what he will do. He won't change his mind. But you and I can walk away. Be a part of God's family. What we call church is actually God's family on earth. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm asking you to be part of God's family. If you are here and you can look at your life, you can look at your life and you can see today that you are actually blessed. But conditions have been violated. It's a time to repent and reflect. Or you don't even know God. You've been playing. It's a time to repent. Let's just reflect. You can be part of God's family. I am blessed, I tell you. I know I am. And God says you are. Let's just reflect.